objective, the main goal of this study, was to explain and design a framework for the phenomenon of educational corruption using a grounded theory approach in universities. Methodology. The statistical population of the study consisted of 12 university administrators, faculty members, and staff members from higher education institutions in Tehran. Semi-structured interviews were conducted with them through a snowball sampling method until theoretical saturation was reached. Data analysis was performed in three stages: open coding, axial coding, and selective coding, using the qualitative analysis software MAXQDA. Based on this analysis, the qualitative model of the research was designed. Findings: the results showed that the paradigm model included causal conditions, organizational commitment, employee job satisfaction, social capital, external factors, political factors, problem-solving mechanisms, structural mechanisms, social factors, internal factors, avoidance of favoritism, negligence, individual and ethical characteristics of employees, religious adherence, inappropriate professional behaviors. The core category: practical solutions for combating corruption, abuse, and unknown activities. Strategies: use of information technology, legalism in organizations, effective participation of civil society, trust building, conflict resolution, administrative integrity, public oversight, existence of monitoring mechanisms. Intervening conditions: solutions related to rulers and holders of power, accountability within organizations, justice, feelings of injustice. Contextual conditions: ethical orientation, freedom and independence, organizational transparency, attention to livelihood and legal rights and benefits, administrative and economic factors, cultural factors, and outcomes: specialized selective mechanisms, employee training, meritocracy, structural integrity, political integrity. These elements reflect the educational corruption process in universities and the relationships between various dimensions and their components. Educational corruption is a multifaceted issue with various causes and reasons. To combat it, policymakers can design educational environments in a way that increases transparency, based on the findings of this study.